It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer-Kent. In Wisconsin and beyond, many rural communities struggle to identify strategies that would move community economic development efforts forward. Unlike urban areas, rural communities often lack the funding or the staffing or local expertise to engage in comprehensive community economic development planning. Five rural communities will soon be part of a pilot program that would aid in that planning. It's an effort to help them grow despite the challenges involved. Join in to discuss what rural communities can do to help buoy their economic outlook for the future. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Steve Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're helping to lead a pilot project in Wisconsin to aid Wisconsin's rural communities in economic development. What is the goal of the project?
What we're trying to do is to develop a program that's really kind of aimed at more of smaller communities, smaller rural communities in Wisconsin, populations of below 5,000, for example. As you said in the introduction, many of these communities are really kind of citizen volunteer run. They don't have the staff. They don't have the expertise to kind of pursue economic development or community development. So what we're trying to do is structure a program that we, the university, in partnership with Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, can come in and kind of help these communities think through how they want to approach the problem, how they can organize for the problem, and how they can move forward.
And you said that communities under 5,000 people. So do they have to be cities or are they villages, towns?
No, this is where there's a bit of a judgment call here. You know, we're kind of focusing on rural communities. And you get into this kind of philosophical question about what's a rural community, a place less than 10,000 people, less than 5,000 people.
Sure.
You know, it gets to be a judgment call. And right now for this pilot program, we're looking at communities that have less than 7,500 people, just to kind of put some parameters around it. But it's really a judgment call. But the idea here is that many of these rural communities are kind of struggling with how to move forward. And what we're trying to do is to provide a structure that we can kind of help them think this through.
So what are some of the common economic challenges that these types of rural communities face compared to urban ones?
Well, there's a lot of times with the rural communities, it's the volunteer leadership, the lack of professional staff. When you get into larger, more urban areas, oftentimes they'll have a planning department. They may even have an economic development director. They may have a subcommittee that actually focuses on economic development. These rural communities really struggle to do that. So what we're really trying to, when you think about what a lot of these rural communities are struggling with, it's the same kind of three issues that keep coming up again and again. One is access to broadband, internet. One is housing, quality, affordable housing. The other is oftentimes it's workforce, labor force. Sometimes it is maintaining an adequate population base to support the local schools. The challenge is that rural communities in one part of the state are facing different challenges than communities in other parts of the state. So the question is how can we, this idea of, one shoe fits all feet is not really apply for a lot of rural communities. So we have to try to structure our thinking so that it can become crafted to the individual needs of that community. So, and that's where the challenge comes in.
So there's no one size fits all solution for any of them, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
How big is the brain drain issue? We hear about this a lot, where young people are just leaving for opportunities in urban areas. Is that a common thing that you see in rural communities throughout the state, regardless of region?
That's true of almost any community. You see a lot of folks either going off to college. A lot of folks, young folks, just want something different. They want to try something different. But what a lot of communities are doing now is they're trying to encourage what's referred to as boomerang migration. Go off to college, go off to the city, experience life. But when you're ready to settle down, start a family, think about moving back home. And that's kind of that return migration. So when we see kind of this notion of a brain drain, that's been occurring for decades and decades and decades. And it's actually, how can we take that and turn it into an opportunity? And this notion of kind of boomerang migration is something that a lot of rural places are really trying to encourage. Go off to college, experience the big city lights, get some experiences, and then come on back home.
We're talking about a pilot project to help small rural communities with economic development. With us is Steve Deller, a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. How hungry are small town officials for development options?
We've had, for this initial pilot call for proposals, we've had 33 different communities from across the state that have applied and are asking for help. Some communities have kind of thought through what they want to work on. A lot of communities are concerned about housing. Some communities are concerned about an influx of Latino population, and how can we be more welcoming to this Latino population? How can we turn that into an opportunity? Other communities are saying, you know, we just can't get out of the starting gates. We just kind of need some assistance in kind of getting going. So it's really kind of across the board in terms of how these communities are really looking for some help.
How important is an organized planning process when it comes to economic development for these areas?
Well, we call it a planning process, but it's really kind of a strategic thinking process. It's kind of a way to sit down, get a group of folks, concerned citizens within the community, kind of in the room together to kind of walk through, you know, what are the economic issues that are affecting the community? What are some of the social demographic issues that are affecting the community? How does the community fit into the larger regional economy? And then what can communities do? And this is where a lot of places really kind of struggle, because it's the coming up with the strategies, it's coming up with the policies. Then we kind of walk through that and kind of talk about, you know, different types of economic development policies that range from the fairly simplistic to the really complex. And then we kind of help them identify what exactly do they want to focus their energy on and how can they move forward. And then how can we kind of help sustain that effort in the long term? So it's a chance for the community to kind of get together, talk about issues, walk through kind of what the research says, what do we know, what don't we know, and how can they kind of zero in on some specific actionable items.
So obviously this is a pilot program. It's something brand new. You're not operating on experience from doing this in the past. You said you received more than 30 applications. Were you gratified by that response? Were you surprised by it? Is that about what you expected?
That's about what we expected. One of the things, the challenge with this program is that we've been doing this type of work with communities for, the Division of Extension here on the UW-Madison campus, we've been doing this type of work for 40, 50 years. The problem, though, is that the programs that we've been historically doing are better suited for places of 10,000 population and up. How these work in smaller, more rural places, that's our challenge, because working with a community of, say, 20,000 people is very different than working with a community of, say, 2,000 people. And it's the smaller communities that we really want to try to customize the program. One of the things that we've been, you know, the analogy that I've been using oftentimes is that when you work with these larger communities, the capacity to respond is perhaps different than these smaller communities. So using a program that's appropriate for a county or a city of 20,000 people to use that same type of a program with a community of 2,000 people is like using an elephant gun to go squirrel hunting. It's simply not appropriate. And that's what we want to try to do with this pilot program.
Did you even have to change the process or the application process and really give some thought to, hey, this is not a large city that we're dealing with? How did you tailor that application to make sure that you were really targeting the right questions?
Wanted to make it as easy as possible for communities to apply. Because, again, these are citizen volunteers. They don't have training in economic development. So we wanted to try to make it fairly straightforward, fairly easy for them to lay out, you know, what are the issues that they're dealing with? Do they have a leadership team in place? Are they willing to commit time to this? So we tried to just kind of probe, you know, kind of the they've been thinking about this. They've identified a couple of issues. They've got folks that are kind of energized and they're willing to roll up their sleeves and work on it. We didn't really want to get into kind of detailed specifics because then we would lose the types of communities that we want to work with.
Steve Dettler is a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He is helping with a new state pilot project that will give small communities help with economic development. Join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward, continuing our discussion about a program that aims to help rural communities with their economic development plans. Join in with your questions about how this program, combined with public input, could help shape the future of rural communities in Wisconsin, maybe yours. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Steve Dettler is a professor of agriculture and applied economics at UW-Madison. He stays with us. You're evaluating those grant applications right now. How diverse are the needs that you're hearing about?
Oh, they are. As I said, you know, some of the issues like broadband housing, labor force issues, those are kind of common themes for almost every community in Wisconsin. But we're really kind of impressed with how deeply some of these small communities are thinking about issues. There are some communities that have really kind of, they've gone through, you know, their own internal thinking process and have done identified issues. For example, one community really wants to focus on the growing Latino population within their community. How can they be a more welcoming community? How can they take advantage of this? Other communities are simply saying, we just can't seem to get past go. So it's really very diverse. And that's one of the reasons that kind of a cookie cutter approach or a one-size-fits-all approach really is not appropriate. And that's the challenge. And that's the intent of this being a pilot program, is how can we really work with such a diverse group of really small places across the state.
Was there anything in the grant applications that you've received so far that you've looked through that surprised you, that you went, wait, I had no idea that this was going to be an issue?
No, because we kept the application process, we tried to keep it as simple as possible. There really wasn't, you know, most of the applications really didn't get into that kind of detail to where we would be surprised about something. But as we've been working across a lot of these communities, it's, you know, there's nothing that really surprises here. A lot of these communities, they're struggling with the same issues, the key is that they're prioritizing different things. Some communities are really focused on broadband. Some communities are really focused on housing. This one community that's focused on Latino population. They're all kind of prioritizing their own desires. And that's where it really varies across the state. Some communities want to focus on particular issues. Other communities want to focus on other issues. The one thing that did not, that was a bit of a surprise, is that not a single community said we're really lacking good jobs. And I think that's a reflection of the job market right now. If anything, they were kind of saying, we can't find the people to fill the jobs that we've got. And that was not surprising, but it was kind of surprising that they're not really saying we need more jobs.
You have all of these applications you have to look through. You have to narrow them down now to five. It's got to be a difficult process. What are you looking for as you make your final choices?
What we're trying to do, because this is a pilot program, it's a two-year project. We want to do five in the first year, five in the second year. So we really want to try to, and there's a team of us, there's four or five of us that are working on this project. And then we need to work with our partner, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And I, you know, each of us kind of prioritize different things, you know, as we're looking at these things. And one of the things that I'm looking for is, you know, communities that have kind of got citizen volunteers kind of at the table and are kind of ready to roll up their sleeves and work on a particular issue or identify a particular issue that they want to work on. Many of these communities, unfortunately, there's, you know, they're not ready for economic development. They don't have a leadership team in place. They don't have a group of volunteers in place. They don't have the institutions that are in place, institutions being, say, a local government that has embraced economic development as an issue, or a business organization chain. A lot of these places are too small for a chamber of commerce, but they might have an informal group. Are these types of things in place? If they are, they can be ready for economic development. If these types of things are not in place, they're not ready for economic development. They need to step back and think about, you know, why don't we have more volunteers? Why isn't the local government kind of embracing economic development? Why isn't the business community better organized? I would not be surprised if a lot of these communities kind of decide they're going to step back and they're going to try to get themselves better organized.
Sure. We're talking about a pilot project to help small rural communities with economic development. With us is Steve Deller, a professor of agriculture and applied economics at UW-Madison. That's a mouthful for me. What do you hope comes out of this project at the end of the day?
What I hope is that some of these communities will be able to kind of better tackle some of the economic development issues that they're facing within the community, that they become confident enough that they can essentially work on this with support from the university through extension, support through WEDC, support through other, you know, kind of coming in and helping when and where we can. But they're kind of, they've empowered themselves to be able to tackle issues moving forward. If we can get rural communities to that stage, I think that would be an overwhelming success.
We have Carolyn with us from Madison with a question. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I think of the days when hemp was legal in Wisconsin and how we were a leader in the nation of making everything from plastics to papers to fibers, all kinds of stuff. And I bet you a lot of these communities were built during that time. It was, I think, before the 40s.
Okay. What do you say to that? Is there something perhaps legislatively that that could be done to address what Carolyn is talking about?
I think that, you know, Wisconsin is not unique in that kind of the core of the economy being manufacturing based. We're still we still have a lot of manufacturing jobs in the state, much more than what national trends would suspect. But the thing is that we're moving away from a goods producing economy. We're moving towards a service producing economy. For example, one of the fastest growing companies in the Madison area, where I live, is Epic, which is a software company. The other is Exact Science, which is a biomedical company. They're not really manufacturing. So the economy, as we become wealthier as a society, how we spend our money is changing. We're spending more of our money on services and less so on manufactured goods. Does that mean that we walk away from manufacturing? No. What it means is that we got to broaden our perspective and think about different ways in which we can create economic opportunities, entrepreneurial opportunities, opportunities for small businesses, and increasingly that's in the service sector.
We have about 30 seconds left, and I guess what's the future look like for this program? You said this year, next year, could this be something that happens beyond? Steve Deller, I believe we may have lost you. I apologize for that, but this has been a fascinating discussion. I want to thank Steve for joining us today and talking about this with us. Steve is a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. We certainly appreciate his thoughts today. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk with the author of a new book about baseball legend Hank Aaron and the personal relationship the author had with the longtime home run king. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.